From Morgan's AM, US equity markets retreat to cap a soft opening week of the new year, lackluster December jobs report.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets retreated after a choppy session on Friday as investors digested a lackluster December jobs report, albeit one that is unlikely to be damaging enough to give central bankers reason to pause what has been expressed as a plan to tighten financial policy sooner and faster than had previously been expected. The Dow dipped 5 points, recovering from an intra-session low of 36,112 to settle at 36,232. The broader S&P 500 eased 0.4%, with consumer discretionary and information technology falling over 1% to lead 7 of the 11 primary sectors lower. Energy and financials were once again the leading primary sector performers. The Nasdaq lost just shy of 1%. The technology-centric index now sits approximately 7% below its most recent November peak, and hence approximately 3% from official correction territory. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index lost 1.2% on Friday night. Retailer Dick's Sporting Goods rose 1.1% after lifting their full-year earnings per share and same-store sales outlook. Some analysts suggested that consumers had likely completed more holiday shopping early due to widespread news reports of supply chain disruptions that could lead to stock shortages. For the first trading week of 2022, the Dow lost 0.3%, with Salesforce down 10.2%. The S&P 500 lost 1.9%, despite the energy sector rising 10.6% and financials up 5.4%. The Nasdaq dropped 4.5%, its worst weekly performance since February 2021, and the worst annual debut since fears of a slowdown in China sent shockwaves across global financial markets 6 years ago. Netflix fell 10.2% for the week, while Microsoft Corp lost 6.6%, Google parent Alphabet down 5.3%. Russell 2000 index lost 2.9% last week. Notably, the Russell 1000 value index has outperformed its growth counterpart by more than 5% thus far this year, the most over the comparable period on records going back to 1991, and indicative of the rotation we're seeing in global equity markets. Global equity funds attracted massive inflows for a third straight week in the 7 days to the 5th of January, according to the latest Refinitiv Lipper data. Investors purchased global equity funds worth a net $19.01 billion in the period. This week marks the start of the first fourth quarter earnings period in the US. Cannabis company Tilray posts its second quarter result before the opening bell of tonight's session. The JP Morgan Healthcare Conference, now in its 40th year, also kicks off tonight and runs until Thursday night. Food and pharmaceutical retailer Albertsons Companies posts its third quarter result before the opening bell of Tuesday night session, while Dell Technologies hosts a virtual analysts briefing. KB Home releases their fourth quarter result after the closing bell on Wednesday night. Delta Airlines releases their fourth quarter result before the opening bell on Thursday night, while Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing is also slated to release their quarterly result. Things pick up pace on Friday night with BlackRock, Citigroup, JP Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo all releasing fourth quarter results. In US economic data back on Friday night, non-farm payrolls increased a less than expected 190,000 in December against economists' forecast for the addition of 374,000 jobs. Data for November was revised higher. The unemployment rate fell to a 22-month low of 3.9% from 4.2% in November, lower than economists' forecast for a dip to 4.1% and dropping below 4% for the first time since the pandemic was first reported as being on American shores in 2020. A record 6.4 million jobs were created last year, marking the largest annual increase in employment since record-keeping started in 1939. However, employment is 3.6 million jobs below its peak in February 2020. Average hourly earnings rose 19 cents or 0.6% in December to US 31.31, recording a 4.7% year-on-year jump. Elsewhere, consumer credit soared by $40 billion in November, more than double economists' expectations. European bourses eased on Friday night after inflation in the Eurozone hit a new record high in December, raising more questions about the European Central Bank's policy and leaving the Pan-European Stoxx 600 index 0.4% lower. The index was down 0.3% for the week. Weakness for the travel and leisure sector down 1.6%, offset gains for the basic resources sector up 1.9% on Friday night. Germany's DAX fell 0.7%. Deutsche Bank rose 1.8% after its finance director told a German newspaper that the firm was confident it would hit a key profitability target this year. France's CAC lost 0.5%. Air France KLM added 0.6%. despite a French newspaper reporting that the carrier will need to raise fresh capital in 2022 of between 1 and 2 billion euros. In broader stock moves, STM Microelectronics rallied 3.7% after preliminary fourth quarter revenue came in slightly above the outlook the semiconductor company provided at the end of October. In Eurozone economic data, a flash reading of the headline Eurozone Consumer Price Index printed at 5% in December compared to the same month last year, representing the highest ever on record and following November's all-time high of 4.9%. The increase was mainly due to higher energy prices, which rose by 26% over the last year. London's FTSE 100 added 0.5% last Friday night, extending the resource-heavy index's weekly rise to 1.4%. BHP Group gained 2.7% on Friday, Rio Tinto up 2.6%. Royal Dutch Shell rose just over 1% after announcing that it will distribute the remaining $5.5 billion of proceeds from the sale of its Permian Basin assets in the US through share buybacks. The base metals complex was stronger across the board on Friday night as Beijing reiterated the need to prioritise economic stability. Copper rose 0.5% to be trading just above $4.34 a pound, paring its weekly decline to 1.5%. Aluminium rose 1.9% to $2,876.50 per tonne, logging its best weekly rise, up 2.6% since October last year amid surging power prices in Europe that has prompted output cuts at smelters. Bank of America Global Research says that the global aluminium market will remain undersupplied in 2022. Elsewhere, nickel gained 1.4% and zinc was up 0.9% on Friday. Benchmark spot iron ore lost 95 cents or 0.7% to $127.30 a metric tonne, but still settled with a 4.1% weekly gain. Gold futures settled $8.20 or 0.5% higher at $1,797.40 an ounce, a day after logging the steepest decline in more than 6 weeks. The yellow metal logged its steepest weekly decline since the 26th of November last year, down 1.7%. Oil prices eased but still logged a solid weekly rise as investors continue to monitor unrest in Kazakhstan that threatens to add supply outages that has helped boost crude prices. WTI fell 56 cents or 0.7% to $78.90 a barrel, pairing the weekly rise to 4.9%. Brent slipped 24 cents or 0.3% to $81.75 a barrel, settling with a weekly climb of 5.1%. Longer dated US Treasury yields advanced, capping their biggest weekly climb in yields in years following the release of hawkish Federal Reserve meeting minutes earlier last week. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 3.6 basis points to 1.77%, extending the weekly climb in yield to 27.3 basis points. It marked the biggest weekly rise in yield for the benchmark maturity since the week ended the 13th of September 2019, and the second biggest move in the yield for the first week of the year in 20 years, according to data from Wells Fargo. After the jobs report was released last Friday, the odds of a 25 basis point rate hike at the Fed's meeting in March hovered around 70%, according to the CME FedWatch tool. Traders' attention now turns to the release of core consumer price inflation figures for December on Wednesday night and the producer price index for December on Thursday night. Fed Chair Jerome Powell will appear before the Senate Banking Committee on Tuesday night for a hearing on his nomination for a second four-year term as the head of the central bank, and he is likely to update his views about the economy. The Australian dollar is buying around 71.74 US cents this morning. A preliminary reading of building permits for November and the TD Melbourne Institute inflation gauge for December headline today's Australian economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.